We're going to do a little Bible gymnastics this morning, so you'll need to have your Bible ready, and we'll mostly be in Psalms today, as the Lord led me to talk about trusting God in everything. Because who do we really trust, and what do we really trust in? We say we trust in God, but do we actually really trust in Him and completely? What would happen if you suddenly lost all your money in your bank account? What would happen if you suddenly had your house wiped out by a tornado? Just examples that just came to my head. What would happen if one of your children passed away? What would happen? How would you really react? Do you completely trust in the Lord that no, His plan for your life is sovereign? Do we trust in Him completely? And have you trusted Him with everything that you have, everything that you are? Including your family, your treasures, your abilities, your gifts, your talents, your trials, your struggles, your diseases, your joy, everything. If you haven't, hopefully today, that you will get to that point where you trust God in everything. I mean, we'll trust Him, trust in lots of different things. We trust that pilot that's going to get us into that huge metal machine with 300 other passengers on it, that funny thing that's not supposed to fly, and it does. We don't even think about that, do we? But with our trust in the Lord, I think what we get to a point where if something tragic happens, He tests us and trials, gives us through a trial to say, do you trust Me? Are you following Me? And have you trusted God in everything? And we trust in God alone. Turn with me to Psalm 20 and 7. Psalm 20 and 7. Familiar verse to some of you. Some trust in chariots and some in horses, but we will remember the name of the Lord our God. Trusting in our strength, trusting in our might, trusting in our power, trusting in the weapons or whatever we have, in chariots and horses, the symbol of strength and protection. Well, who's our great protector? Our Lord. Who's our great provider? Our Lord. Who loves us more than anybody else in the world can? Our Lord Jesus. And we trust in His name. So we trust and trust in Him alone. But I'm here to tell you that there are times we want to take control, don't we? We say that, I know this may sound sexist, forgive me for this, but say we say that sometimes. The significant others, our ladies in our lives, sometimes are so controlling. And really, it's us, I think, men, that want to be sometimes so controlling. When really, we need to just go, be still and know that He is Lord. And allow the Lord to work out everything for His glory. Because when we don't trust Him completely at all times, what happens is we get to those points where we have worry and anxiety. And we go to the what ifs. And well, maybe. And if I do this, maybe X, Y, and Z will happen. But if I don't do this, maybe B, C, and D will happen. What if? The what ifs. The what ifs can drive you crazy. And keep our mind. We're supposed to have a sound mind. And that sound mind is focused on the Lord Jesus Christ. Because when we don't have the sound mind, in James it says we are double-minded. And double-minded means unstable. We don't all have that instability in our life when we're thinking about the what-ifs. And we get to that worry and that anxiety. So what are you worrying about? Is there something in your life that you're worrying about and stressing out about? Oh, man. Maybe my kid messed up again. Man, whatever it is, you know. There's lots of different things that can go on in life. But we trust completely in the Lord. And we don't go to the what ifs and what's going to happen. We know that Your will be done. Some trust in chariots and some in horses. But we trust in the name of the Lord. So we trust in God and God alone. Not in our strength. Not in our power. Not in our might. Not in our degrees. Not in how much we know. Not in everything. We trust completely in the Lord. And we trust completely in the Lord at all times. Not when you feel like it. Not when you want to. Not when you go, okay, Lord, things are going great. Yeah, you're just blessing my socks off. You're really blessing me. Blessing means to be insecure with the Lord. Not in just the good times, but in all sorts of things, the bad times. Do you trust in Him completely? Psalm 63:8. Turn with me to Psalm 63:8. Psalm 63:8. My soul clings to you, your right hand upholds me. My soul follows close behind you, your right hand upholds me, in a different translation. Clings to you, your right hand upholds me. Do you cling to the Lord, or are you clinging to the stuff you have? Look at all the stuff that we have. Speaking of finances or possessions, do we trust in the things that we have? Do you trust in your own abilities to solve problems, or are you allowing the Lord to work in your life? All times we're to trust in Him, not when we feel like it, not when we just want to, not when it's like, oh, you know, okay, Lord, my emotions are high, I'm going to do that. No, we trust in Him at all time. Our soul clings to your right hand, and it holds me. His strength upholds us completely and wholeheartedly. Third point is, we're not to trust in ourselves. In ourselves. Psalm 49. Flip back. Psalm 49. Psalm 49. We're not to trust in yourself. How many of you trust in your own abilities? You have lots of talents? You know? Lots of athletic ability? Maybe you're good looking? Or think you're good looking? Right? Oh, man, aren't I great? But we're not to trust in ourselves. Psalm 49:12-13. Nevertheless, man, though is in honor, does not remain. He is like the beast that perish. This is the way of those who are foolish, and they owe prosperity who approve their sayings. Psalm 49:12-13. But man, despite his riches, does not endure. He's like the beast that perish. This is the fate of those who trust in themselves and of their followers who approve their sayings. Do you have confidence? Where's your confidence? What's your confidence in? What are you good at? Think about it. What are you good at? Is the Lord giving you confidence? Or is it your confidence? You see, that's the difference. You may have a talent of playing the guitar, and you're playing, and you're worshiping and singing. But is it your talents, or is it you using to glorify the Lord? Is it His talents working through you? Proverbs 3:5-6 says, trust the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He will make your path straight. Not in some ways, not in part ways, not in a little bit of ways, in all your ways. And so if you're here today and you're going through some sort of major trial, learn to trust in Him. He takes you through those trials. You know why? To get rid of yourself. So He breaks us, so we can be filled with His Spirit, to be like Him, so that we actually know, oh, Lord, I do trust You. Have you really trusted the Lord? We say we have. But what are you hanging on to? What do you need to let go? What are some things in your life that you want to just, I can't get rid of this, Lord. I don't know what it is. Maybe it's a sin. Maybe it's some sort of controlling thing. Maybe it's some sort of comfort that you have. What would happen if He took it all away? Where you would survive, just go, you know what? It says, thank you, Lord, for this daily bread. Where you have that little morsel, and that's it. Most of the world lives like that, where they get that daily little bowl of rice and maybe a little bit of food in it. And they are so happy and grateful and wonderful because they are trapped by the stuff of the world. And often we're so trapped by the stuff of the world. What if my new job? What if I don't have a job? What if I lose my job? What if I can't make my taxes? Who's going to take care of me? What if my spouse passes away? How am I going to live? Most important thing is, does she know Jesus, or does he know Jesus? Then he'll live forever in heaven, right? Okay? That's the most important thing. We are called as believers to trust completely into Him and love Him wholeheartedly and love others. And love is demonstrated by the amount of forgiveness we have. What are you hanging on to? Is there something in your marriage that you're bitter about? Grumbling about? Oh, man, why were you so attracted to that? I don't know. She's changed. He's changed. Whatever. Right? It's all about trusting God. When we're afraid, we are to trust in Him. There are fears in our life. There are fears that you have now. There are fears and there are the what ifs. There are fears that you have. Some of us fear the future. Some of us fear spiders. Some of us fear, deep water. I don't know what we fear. But there are fears and there's worries and anxieties and there's fears. And it usually comes to us in lots of different ways. Lots of different ways. Lots of different things. And as our mind gets going there, we get afraid. And when we're afraid, we trust in Him completely. Psalm 56:3, and then skip to 11. Psalm 56:3. Whenever I am afraid, I will trust in You. In God I have put my trust. I will not be afraid. What can man do to me? When we get to that point in our life, no matter what happens, we're not going to be afraid of man. How afraid of man are we? When we don't witness to people, when we don't tell them about the Lord Jesus Christ, we are afraid of man. What are people going to say? Oh my gosh. When we don't stand up and speak biblically and stand up for His Word, we're afraid of man. Why are we afraid of man? Aren't you more afraid of God than man? Fear God and keep His commandments. God, the one who loves us, the one who cares for us, the Lord Jesus. When I'm afraid, I will trust in You. In God I put my trust. I will not be afraid. What can man do to me? And think of Paul and Silas, the example in the Bible. One of the examples when they are thrown in prison. And they're singing His praises. What can man do to me? Nothing. Because our life is spent in eternity with our Lord Jesus. When we trust in God completely, He is our comfort and our refuge. Don't we need comfort in this world and refuge? The stresses in your life, the problems, dealing with stuff at school, dealing with whatever it is, we need peace. A peace that passes all understanding. And when we let God take control of our lives, finally and completely, there's that peace that no matter what happens, He's in control. His will is going to be done. He will be glorified. His plan and purpose. Psalm 5 and 11. But let all those rejoice who put their trust in You. Let them ever shout for joy because You defend them. Let those who also love Your name be joyful in You. Joyful in You. Joyful in the Lord. Praise the Lord for the trials. Praise the Lord. I didn't want this disease, but I got it. Praise the Lord. How are You going to work in my life? What am I going to do? Or I'm going to sit around and maybe just go and wallow in my own pity. The Lord is our strength. Let Him comfort you. Let Him give you refuge. Let Him give you peace. Let them sing for joy. Let Him spread their protection over you and those whose name may rejoice in you. You get comfort and refuge. And then we get peace. Peace. Isaiah, you don't have to turn there, 26:3 says, "You will keep in perfect peace him whose mind is steadfast because he trusts in You." And so there's times in our life when we worry or we struggle and we fear, and we have anxiety or depression or joy or whatever it is. And when we get our mind off of Christ, the Bible says it's a battle for your mind. And when we're thinking straight, because we know that the Lord is right there with us, because we're trusting completely in Him. Trusting and boldly trusting in Him. Oh, gee, my car broke down again. Why? Why here? Man, you hear of another person that wants to commit suicide. Why, Lord? Because this world is sinful. That's what it is. And you, as believers in Christ, have been called out of this world into heaven. But this is a temporary place. And you've been called out to make sure that you are sin-free. You're covered completely by His blood. And so you need to live that way. Not living with regret. Not living with, oh man, why did I do that? Why am I doing that? Over and over again. Stop it, but be forgiven. Move forward. You will have perfect peace when your mind is steadfast because He trusts in you. You have comfort, you have peace, and you have blessing. Blessing. Psalm 84:12. Blessing. We say, oh, bless you, brother. Bless you, sister. Oh, very blessing. You know, we kind of do that to kind of throw it around there. But truly, a blessing is an amazing being confident and steadfast in God. Being steadfast in God. In Him. Why would He say, I know, blessed are the peacemakers. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Steadfast in God. When you're grieving and your heart is breaking over some sin, or your heart is breaking over some tragedy, your heart is breaking over something, steadfast in God. The only place that gets us through. Blessings. Psalm 84:12. O Lord of hosts, blessed is the man who trusts in You. Blessings. Amazing, isn't it? With blessings, we have confidence. Psalm 112 and 7. Confidence. Knowing that with all things, we can get through anything, knowing that His will be done. Don't we pray that? Your will be done? But we still want to have it my way. No, Your will be done. Psalm 112 and 7. He will not be afraid of evil tidings. His heart is steadfast, trusting in the Lord. His heart is established. He will not be afraid. Not be afraid. There's no fear of bad news. His heart is steadfast in the Lord. And so when you're going through this thing called life, trust completely in Him. I know that you, most of you, have placed your faith and trust for eternal life in Jesus Christ, your Lord and Savior. But if there's someone here who has not, today is the day of your salvation. You've been trusting in yourself, you've been trying to do things your way, trying to figure out life, how to get it together, and you're just empty inside. Trusting in Jesus gives you peace, gives you salvation. Salvation is a free gift from God. She sent His Son, Jesus, who died for us on the cross. Rose again. Seats at the right hand of the Father. And when we forget that, how what a great amount of love He's given to us, then we start thinking about ourselves. Jesus emptied Himself completely. And so we should trust Him completely. And we find the peace and the blessing and the confidence in trusting in our Lord Jesus Christ. So if the music would come on, the guys would come on up, and let's pray. Father, I just thank You so much. You are a God that is steadfast in a world that is just upside down and topsy-turvy. There's so many things that we can't trust in, that we used to be able to trust in. But we know this world, the father and the ruler of this world is Satan. And Lord, if there's someone here today who has not placed their trust and their faith in Jesus Christ as their eternal salvation, I just pray that right now they pray a simple prayer, something like this. They say, Lord Jesus, I know I'm a sinner. Forgive me for my sins. Thank you for sending your son. Thank you for sending your son to pay the price on the cross for me. I place my faith and trust in you for forgiving me and make you the Lord of my life. Praise you, Lord Jesus, for that. And now, if there's someone here today who has not completely trusted in the Lord, who's still hanging on to things and trying to control things themselves, I pray that today they understand by saying a simple prayer like this. They say, Lord, forgive me for trying to control things. Forgive me for trusting in my stuff. My nice home, my new car, my possessions. Forgive me for even putting my love for my wife or love for my kids above my love for you. Lord, I trust in you completely and wholeheartedly. That no matter what we face, no matter what we go through, the struggles that come, we have confidence and faith and peace and boldness because of your great love for us and our great trust in you. So, Lord, forgive us for not trusting in you. And, Lord, as the music plays, I pray the people here, your people that attend your church right here at Calvary, will right now give up the things that they're hanging on to and not given to you. Lord, is it fear? You call us not to fear. We cast all our cares upon you, for you care for us. Is it anxiety? Forgive us for that. Is it struggling with the same old sinful habit that you've had for years? Lord, forgive us for that. It's your strength, your power. We don't trust you completely to get rid of it, but you can and you will and you want to. Is it bitterness and unforgiveness? Is it strife in family? Is it financial problems? Is it prodigals? But Lord, we trust completely in you. And today, we ask for your forgiveness for not completely trusting in you. Let us live a life wholeheartedly for you. In Jesus' name, amen.